Hi, welcome to this presentation of CatCloud. My name is Jean-Marie Verdun. I'm also known as VegMarie on GitHub. I'm currently the project lead of CatCloud and the founder. So just to give you a quick background on who I am and to better understand why I did create CatCloud, I am an hardware engineer in the IT industry. I did work in this industry for about 25 years, designing computers and especially focusing on high-performance technical computing. So this includes supercomputers, which are deployed everywhere around the world. I'm designing hardware and low-level software. And I had to use many different tools just to achieve my goal. During the past few years, I made that in massive companies like Compaq and HPE. I also created my own startups called Spiti Desktop Systems, which I successfully sold back in 2018. And I am an active member of the Open Compute Project, which is an open hardware organization based in the US. I created Linux Boot, which is a low-level firmware solutions for servers, replacing the UEFI proprietary implementation of the firmware stack. The main goal of Linux Boot is to integrate the Linux kernel at the lowest level of the hardware initialization, and improving the global security of computers. I'm a FreeCAD contributor. I'm mostly focused on the technology that I learned during my high performance technical computing background. And I created CatCloud for the various reasons I'm going to explain you during this talk. So what I learned during the past 20 years is that engineering design tools are becoming super messy. And the main reason for that is this one. So back in the 90s, most of the computer end users were designing their own tools to design their solutions. And what happened is with the takeovers of the computer industry, a lot of companies got created to design proprietary tools. This was a good idea because this was accelerating the innovation into this area. But 20 years later, we can see the issues that has created into the market. The first one is the cost. So when you drive a small company and you have to invest into multiple tools, it costs you a crazy amount of money, especially if you have to run thermal simulations or physical simulations. The second one is the complexity of these tools. So they are extremely complex to learn, and they are changing their UI pretty often, and that is pretty boring and pretty useless. The proprietary aspect is a little bit challenging because there's no easy way to understand how the data is stored. And if you want to implement your own features which might not be present within some tools, it's close to be impossible because you cannot get access to the data format. And what upset me the most is the forced upgrade approach. So which means that the tools from last year's is not able to open the file from this year's, and the tools from this year's doesn't want to open old files. And this happens more often than what we think. All of these four properties have a direct impact on open hardware adoptions and development. So during the past 10 years, I spent trying to understand what was needed into the open hardware space just to make life of designers easier. And I quickly discovered that this is not an issue of ideas. It's more an issue of getting access to the relevant tools and the relevant workflow to design complex systems. And especially in the Open Compute Project, when you look at what's going on there, most of the contributions are coming from massive companies because they can afford the access to these tools. And they have enough engineers just in-house to do it. But if you want to collaborate with people around the world, there's not that many options available today. So the main purpose of CatCloud is just to try to fix this issue. I know a lot of people trying to make it happen and ended up to very complex things. So CatCloud is currently a proof of concept, and it is based on open source software only. So the idea is to pick up the open source tools that I'm using on a daily basis and try to figure out how can I improve their use case to design things with people which are located in Taiwan or India while I am in the US or somebody in Europe. So how can I share my design? How can we improve altogether this design? And how can we be sure that we are using the latest version of the design which is available? And it is pretty common now to have distributed design team. And if you want to gain efficiency, we really need to address that challenge. So the good news is the open source design tools are really improving, and they rely on decades of physics, which has been developed into public labs like CERN or Los Alamos or CEA in France. So they could be very, very good quality tools. The first step I try to address within CatClone is the store functions. So right now, FreeCAD is a single seat tool. So if you want to share your design with somebody else, you have to send an email, or you have to set up an FTP account on the servers, and you need to share the FCSTD file, which can be outputted from FreeCAD. So I'm thinking that it's not the most modern way just to share files, especially when you look at what happened in the cloud industry. So there is some object storage functions which appears a couple of years ago, and they could be leveraged. So MinIO is an open source project driven in California to design in Go a full AP, a full S3 Amazon object storage compatible server solution. So I decided to leverage it and interface that to FreeCAD and using XeoGL as a front end to render the model which will be stored within the MinIO database. So that tool could be used as a local storage solution for a small team within an SMB, or could be used worldwide just to share a design with many people and build up a part repository or a FreeCAD library. I do plan to interface the storage infrastructure with Dozuki. I don't know if you know this tool, but this is a documentation tools, and it's pretty efficient. So most of the design that we see popping up around the world are lacking do good documentation, and I think we need to address that. Dozuki is just an example. We can use other technology, but exposing the through an API the capability just to associate documentation with a design and with revision is something which is important to me. And same thing with GitHub. How can we interface the low-level software which is going to run on a specific design, especially if there is some firmware which are involved, if there is any electrical design involved. So there is a third step which I think is super important, which is the review step. So the first thing is to design a component, the second thing is to store it, and the third thing is to review. So the review must be happening through modern tools. And I'm focusing currently on web browser. The main advantage of that is that it could work with a phone, a tablet, a laptop, or any devices which does integrate a web browser. And I'm using the fact that FreeCAD and KiCad are using open data representation just to translate that into a WebGL and render that properly into a web browser. So the main advantage is you can have a fast and quick and dirty understanding of a design, and you can feedback the design team with your initial thoughts through the same interface. And that is the main purpose of this workflow, which is the design team as a review process, which could happen with somebody who might be external of that team. And based on this, there is a last step, which is the manufacturing step. So I have seen many companies struggling with their contract manufacturer because they were sharing files on FTP servers, and for any reasons, there was multiple revisions, and the contract manufacturer didn't pop up the right revision and ended up with the wrong design files and manufacture something which was not good. So the idea of having a common store file systems is reducing the risk around this. And It does also allow the contract manufacturer to be part of the design review, and that is something which is super important to me. So the design workflow is based on these four steps. And now let's try to run a quick demo of CAD Cloud. So I do have a CAD Cloud instance which is running on my laptop currently, and you can run it through Docker on any kind of operating systems. You can download the source code on the Open Compute Project GitHub repository directly, and you get some very brief documentation which is available there, at least how to start it locally on your systems. You can run a public instance of CAD Cloud without any issue. So the first thing is to log into your own account. So you need to sign up locally, and then you have to log in. So when you log in, there are some critical data which are required to get access to the services. So these critical data are your token authorizations and your token secrets, and this is used to store the files directly from FreeCAD. So I had a local instance of FreeCAD which is running on my Mac. This is a 0.19 version. That's a developer version. It's quite stable, and we are going to design a very basic model. So let's go to the part workbench, and let's try to build a model where there is let's say a cylinder and a sphere. So that model is just very super basic. So we got two parts, and let's put that into a part altogether. And let's see how we can store it to a CAD Cloud instance. So we can activate the Cloud Workbench. It has to be pre-compiled into your 0.19 build. So many of our builds are not activating the workbench currently, but hopefully it will improve with time going on. So when I have activated the Cloud Workbench, I'm using the Python window just to copy and paste a few commands. So I'm importing the Cloud Workbench. I'm setting up the URL of the CAD Cloud instances, which is my local host. I have to set up the TCP port, which is 443, so which means that I'm using a secure transport layer that's encrypted connectivity, and I'm putting my token host and token secret, which is giving the credential from my CAD Cloud account to my FreeCAD instance. And then I'm hitting the save button. So it is pushing my model to the CAD Cloud instance, and it is called Model 1. And if we go within a couple of seconds to the server side, so the model is going to be updated within my project, my current project. So if I'm heading to my project, I have three models which are pre-recorded into my CAD Cloud instance. One is called Model 1, the second one is Model 2, and Hava. So when I'm going down there, I can see that there is multiple revision of the same models, and these revisions are incrementing each time I'm saving a new models, and I can keep track of what happened to my model. There are a couple of other interesting features that we will see later on. One of them is the making the project public. So if I'm switching back this button, so the project is going to be private, and it's not going to be accessible outside your own account, and it's not going to be shared with anybody outside of your current CAD Cloud instances. So what we can see there is that model has been updated. So let me logging back to my account and have a look through it now. So Model 3 seems to be updated. So let's go to my project and see what's going on here. And let's go back to the helm account. So if I'm clicking here, I got a 3D representation which come up, and I can get back home, and the project is public, and I can review the 3D representation. So that is my sphere, and this is my cylinder. This is the hierarchy within FreeCAD. I can open up the tree. I can see the cylinder. I can see the sphere. And it is pretty useful just to have a quick review of what is going on within that representation. So what else can I show you with that with these models? So if I'm heading back to FreeCAD, so that one thing I can do is I can close the model and I can reopen it up. So I can create a new document, and instead of saving it, I'm going to restore it. So just to do that, I'm calling back the cloud command and type in restore, and this is just going to retrieve the data from the CAD Cloud instance, and I can get access to the model, and I can update it and resave it and create a new revision of it without any issue. What else can I do? So if I'm logging back here, there's something interesting which might be relevant to you guys. If I'm connecting there and if I'm reviewing the models into the AVA models, for example, I get the iframe 3D pointer here. If I'm copying and pasting this into my web browser, so this is just going to open up a local iframe 3D representation of this model. So it means that you can copy and paste this URL into a blog or a website or your Facebook account if you want to share a design with somebody else pretty easily, and that person will be able just to review the model directly. So AVA is a big model, so that is a 3D representation of a PCI Express 4 NVMe M2 drive adapters, and there is also the tree which is available there. So if we get here, we can focus on some subpart, and let's change the orientation. So if I'm getting to the AVA PCIe bracket, so this is highlighting the bracket, and I can hide it. So you can see the various parts within that design, and you can share this representation with anybody around the world. So there is currently a CAD Cloud public instance which is running on a web domain which is called Just Your Parts. You can register for a free account. I'm currently the administrator of that instance. It's free of charge. This is just a demo, and this is used for development purpose. You can see many open compute design which have been preloaded into it, and other end users which are also using this instance to test CAD Cloud with FreeCAD running on Windows or macOS or Linux. So let's get back to the presentation now. So what could be next? I think a lot could be next because we now have a cloud storage solution which is providing value to the end user. So with the automatic 3D representation of the model, the revision management, and with the enablement of the design feedback, I think we can create a proof of concept of what could look like a GitHub approach for CAD using FreeCAD. I'm currently focused at enabling project fork and share, so I think it is super important. And what does it mean? So it means that if you save a file on a CAD Cloud instance and that file is public, somebody else can retrieve it and fork it for his own purpose. So let's imagine now that you have some screws and bolts and all this kind of stuff, and like a library, and you want to use these screws and bolts within an assembly. So you can use the link features, which is integrated into 0.19 of FreeCAD, to link your assembly with files which are stored within a CAD Cloud instance, and build up your assembly. You can save it into a CAD Cloud instance. You can display it, and you can restore it. So that is the main goal currently, and this is working with the link, and that is great. One of the challenges I'm facing is to scale out the infrastructure to run CAD Cloud because it is currently running on a single servers hosted at OVH in Oregon, and I would like to start up some instances in somewhere in Europe, in Asia, and just to make it more usable for end users where the latency is big when you are really far away from Oregon. My main purpose there is to try to find a way to build up a common share worldwide database of parts, which is using an open format, and that open format is the one coming up from FreeCAD and KiCad. You can contribute to the project. I think it's really key, and this is the most important things that you should know. Everything is under an MIT license. It's available on the Open Compute Project GitHub. The only one constraints that I do have currently is that you need to sign your pull request. We are doing this just to be sure that the person who is signing up the pull request is really the person that claim it to be for checking the identity, and this is just in case there are some forks or we need to get back in touch with somebody who has made a contribution to validate the licensing. So my main purpose here is really let's try to make that all together and let's try to improve CatCloud. I hope you enjoyed that demo and you will become contributor or end users. Just be very, I shouldn't say cautious, but let's stay optimistic. So CatCloud is a work in progress. It could crash. It's a new features. The cloud module in FreeCAD is new. So error handling is not properly implemented. But I need to get feedback from you guys, especially regarding the ideas that you might have regarding CatCloud. And let's pursue the discussion through the chat. Thank you very much.